eyes. You are not yet here in the chanting. Bring your mind here. Your mind and your heart. Don't be absent-hearted. You have to now sing for Giriraj and for Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, it won't work for you. And sing now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Ai bo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hai Bo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama. Everybody in one voice and with the heart. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha. My dear devotees, we are now completing today 2 years of seminars on Mana Shiksha, the instructions of the mind. We have heard that this work, it is, which follows Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, is one of the important padadis or guidelines for the devotees in our tradition. A guideline, a padahi, is a treasure, so to say, which a sampradaya or a lineage has to offer to their members. Because it is something like a road, an access road to the ultimate goal which is given there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this Manakshiksha that when devotees are convinced that Radha and Krishna are their ultimate goal in life, they will have a question. The question is, I am convinced and I want to give it my best, but how exactly can I reach the divine couple? So when this question comes up, how exactly do I do it? Then for such devotees, Manakshiksha is the important verse, the guideline, the instruction. So you are convinced, you have Shraddha, but you now need the tools, and for you, Manashiksha is there. So yesterday, we spoke about the answer to another question: who is the single most object of worship in our tradition? And the answer to this was given in the 10th verse. It is who? Wow, you have learned very good. described from Shastric basis that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave basically two paths which he explained to two different devotees which help us how to reach the mercy of Radha. One was a systematic path of cultivation of the identity, feelings, and moods of a maidservant of Radha. And the other path is the path which was more emphasized by Srila Prabhupada. It's the path of begging for mercy, you know. And this is not something which we pulled out of our hair, something to make things sound easy. No, we on a closer research of the Goswami literature, we find one work of Srila Rupa Goswami, which is called Pratana Padati, or another Padati, another guideline. What is this guideline? It's the guideline how to perform this path of mercy, that is, by intense prayer. And towards the end of our last seminar, Asit Krishna Prabhu, a long-term resident of Giriraj, distributed the prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami to you. Now, those of you who have the prayer, take out your sheet now, because we will now learn how to pray it. If you don't have it, no problem. We will make it available through our newsletter. This is a free service which is offered by our retreat team, our Sharanagati team. It's called the Amrita Vani Training Newsletter. This newsletter will contain small training sessions. They are one page long. You don't have to be over flooded with a huge email catastrophe. No, it's just one training newsletter is 1 or 1.5 pages long, and it trains you or helps you to deepen through your practice the different points which are taught on the retreats. We have heard that education without follow-up is an entertainment of the mental faculty. So this is a follow-up which many devotees offer now after their retreats. And you can subscribe to this freely. You will find the Amrita Vani list, I mean the place where you can write down your email in your best, I have to repeat, in your best handwriting. Otherwise we can't read it. It's another person from the office who has strong spectacles, and he won't be able to read it, he has said, when it's the doctor's handwriting, you know, very fast and hasty. No. So where will it be? At the entrance to the temple door, there will be a thing, write your good email for if you wish to subscribe to the Amrita Vani newsletter, free newsletter or training newsletter. Good. Please turn to your neighbor if they have a piece of paper. We need one for our Giriraj Maharaj. Can someone please offer his to Maharaji? We will now hear a very beautiful tune by our disciple of Narada Muni. Hare Krishna. So chant along, please. This is a fervent prayer. The first four verses are glorifications of Srimati Radharani. Her ears will perk up. And then, when you hear this, and then the fifth verse will describe how Rupa Goswami besieges Radha. With a pitiable cry, he rolls in the sand of Yamuna Mai, and then in the last two verses, there will be the revelation of his heart, what he prays for. So please bring yourself in the mood. You are now at the sacred hill of Giriraj. You are here, very nicely situated in the dust. You are able to pronounce this prayer to Radha. Please be here exactly now.
Shuddha Gangeya Gaurangi Kurangi langi mekshalam Jitakotindu bimbasyam Ambudam varasavritam Shuddha Gangeya Gaurangi Kurangi langi mekshalam Chitakotindubimbasyam Ambudambarasamvritam Navina Vallavi Vrinde Dhammilottansa Mallika Divyaratna Jalankara Sevyamana Tanushriyam. Navallabhi Vrinda Dhammilottansa Mallika Divyaratna Jalankara Sevyamana Tanushriyam Vidagda Mandala Gurum Gunagarava Mandita Abhiprashta Vayasya Abhir Ashta Abhir Abhiveshtita Vidagda Mandala Gurum Gunagarava Mandita Abhiprashta Vayasya Abhir Ashta Abhir Abhiveshtita Chanchala Panga Bhangena Vyakuli Krita Keshavam Goshtendra Suta Jivato Ramya Bimbhadharam Ritam Chanchala Panga Bhangena Vyakuli Krita Keshavam Goshtendra Suta Jivato Ramya Bimbhadharam Ritam Tvama Soya Chatena Tvavilutam Yamuna Tate Kakubhir Vyakula Svanto Jano Vrindavaneshwari Tvama Soya Chatena Tvavilutam Yamuna Tate Kakubhir Vyakula Svanto Jano Vrindavaneshwari Jano Vrindavaneshwari Jano Vrindavaneshwari Kritagastkhepya yogyepi janosmin kumatavapi Dasya dana pradanasya lavamapyupapadaya Kritagastkhepya yogyepi janosmin kumatavapi Dasya dana pradanasya Lavamapyupapadaya Yuktastvaya jano neva dukhito Yamupekshitum Kripadyoti dravacitta Navanita siyat sada Yuktastvaya jano neva dukhitam yamupekshitam Kripadhyoti dravacitta navanita siyat sada Navanita siyat sada Navanita siyat sada
The last two verses read, though he may be an unfit offender, with a crooked mind, Please, O Radhe, bestow a small fragment of the valuable gift of your service to this person. So you can see it is a direct request for direct service. And and Rupa Goswami ends with a desperate appeal. He says, aren't you compassionate to the fallen? I'm such a sorrowful person. I'm not fit to be neglected by you. So this is a wonderful verse. Please, wonderful prayer. Please take it with you. As one of the many gifts you received in this Govardhana retreat. We will now go to verse number 11, which is also the concluding verse of Mana Shiksha. In verse number 11, all the other 10 verses come to fruition. Verse number 11, so to say, binds the preceding verses together and brings them into a context. There is still a question in the air for the readers of Mana Shiksha. That is, what exactly is the method then for deeply performing our devotional service? Yes, we have heard about different concepts which can be almost like called the Sambandha Tattva of this verse. And we have heard about the highest goal, the Prayojana Tattva. But how do we reach there? What do we exactly do? And this is answered in this 11th verse. And I really would like to tell you before we started that I think this verse is something which will make your whole attendance of this course successful if you can understand this verse. It's a little bit like, you know, in Bengal they cut the sugar cane. Actually, I've seen in Braj also. This sugar cane is carefully grown on the fields, and then they bring it into some boiling pots. They throw it in, and it becomes something like a molasses. And then at one stage, they throw some rock candy, of some jaggery rock in there, some ready sugar cane sugar. And the moment it comes into this pot, the contents of the pot crystallizes and becomes also sugar. And with it, when this happens, a whole year of hard work comes to fruition. You know, it took so much work to protect the sugar cane from ants and from thieves also. You know, we are in India. Even yesterday we went somewhere and we saw how there was a truck before us with goods, and people were just climbing on the truck and you know, and serving themselves from the content. And I turned with surprise to the driver, and I said, my culture is different. And he said, smiling, Chora, these are these thieves. And he didn't think it was problematic, because after all, Krishna also stole butter. That was his logic, you know. So, yes, so the sugarcane fields have to be protected from thieves and unfavorable climatic condition, and then they have to harvest it, and then finally this magical moment comes, which makes it all worth. Thak, it crystallizes, it becomes jaggery. So this verse now is that drop of the sugar cane into the teachings, because it will now tell us what we should do. Samang shirupena smaravivasha radha giri britor vraje sakshat seva labana vidaye tatkana yujoho tadi jakhya jana shavananati panchamritam idam Ayannitya Govadanam Anudinam Tvam Bhajamanaha. O my dear mind, in order to obtain the direct service of Sri Radha Giridhari, who are entranced by amorous desire, along with their associates in Braj, drink the Panchamrita, 5 kinds of nectar of service to them, according to the methods prescribed by Srila Rupa Goswami. This Panchamrita is ambrosial nectar comprised of the following 5 ingredients. Number 1, worshipping the divine couple, Archana. Number 2, chanting the glories of their transcendental names, forms, qualities and pastimes, Akhya or Sankirtan. Meditating upon them, Dhyan. Hearing the glories of their names, forms, qualities and pastimes, Shravan. And offering them obeisances. You should also daily worship Sri Govardhan Hill. In simple language, if you want to have Sakshat Seva, do you know what Sakshat Seva is? Direct service. It's like if I see our Giriraj Maharaj and I think I want to be close to this person, this devotee who is so dear to Prabhupada, then I want to do something direct, direct service which brings me in the close vicinity. So Sakshat service to Radha and Krishna, if you want that, if you want to again be reinstated in your natural life, then this is the verse for you. Here it's described. Sakshat Seva. What could that be? What could you do directly for Radha and Krishna? Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes these very high aspirations of devotees. It's cleaning, for instance, the groves of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. It's called Jaru Seva. The great devotees pray, oh, I feel very unqualified to offer this direct service, but maybe Radharani, you can give me a blessing that I become one of the sticks in that jaru. You know, jaru is a bunch of, how do you call these? It's a broom, and how do you call the individual? Is it a broomstick, maybe? It is about, I once counted 50, but that was an expensive jaru, you know. 50 of these, it's almost like spikes. You must have seen this. So I feel very unqualified to be to be the person, but maybe I can become one of these 50 sticks, you know. I can use my body to get I don't want to say dirt, let us call it the Shri dirt, you know, respectfully, the Shri dirt away from the doors to the kunj of Shri Radha and Krishna. Or bringing them water, or stringing garlands, or doing everything for their pleasure, which serves them in their joyful, pleasurable pastimes, you know. If this is what you want to do, direct service, sakshat seva, then you must amazingly prepare something, a nectar, and you must drink this nectar, because this nectar will empower you to do this service. It's interesting. It's described as carefully prepared Panchamrita, according to Rupa Goswami's guidelines. Rupa Goswami has, of course, as you all know from your classes in Nectar of Devotion, prepared 64 items, of which he has singled out 5. And these processes, if you do them, are so absolutely powerful that even in a neophyte devotee, neophyte means a beginner, devotional ecstasies, this is called bhava, can be awoken. Even in you, or even in me, you know, that would be the greatest surprise. If you do this properly. So I will now go in the rest of the time which we have with you through the 5 processes. But I will do this in a very special way and in a quite spontaneous way. If I would now go according to my notes, we would sit here for another week. But really, from morning till evening, there's a lot of information. But I would really like to stress on 2 points: how to perform these processes, and now comes a difficult thing you will have to swallow hard, what to absolutely not do. And listen especially to the second part, because you will see most properly you do what you should absolutely not do, it because otherwise you would be in ecstasy in that life. And I have seen some of you are in ecstasy. I want to not offend my audience in the last session which I have, it would be good if we drink a little bit, if we prepare our devotional life just perfect. So the first point he says, one moment. Worshipping the deities. Now, I want to ask you a question. How should you worship the deity, and what is the most important thing you should avoid when you worship the deities? I will help you, because obviously I'm here prepared and I'm asking you such a question, and you go, this person, I will say something and then we will say no. And then my comfortable life is disturbed, you know. So better not say, better just look and shock at him. My dear devotees, we can't now go through deity worship. It means a lot. If you're not a pujari, it means to come to the Mangal Arati. It means to prepare your body for the pleasure of Krishna by using tulasi, observing spiritual vows, serving Tulasi Devi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a lot of instruction for non-pujaris, what they can do to worship the divinity, I call it now like this, the divine thing. But, you know, the one thing is, you must do this in a sensible way. Prabhupada used to say, after all, you're dealing with Krishna. I have seen in my attempts to worship deities, the greatest enemy is the mechanical consciousness, which comes when you repeat the process every day. Oh, again, okay, zack, 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 and you go through the motion. Jiva Goswami makes this point in Bhakti Sandarbha. He says, Krishna is not hungry. Krishna doesn't want, doesn't need our service. It's not like this. But just like a thirsty person becomes satisfied by water alone, similarly the Lord, although naturally free from hunger and thirst and all other physical requirements, becomes like a thirsty person when a devotee offers him water in love. See, for me, who is thirsty and needs water, I can drink very easily if I pour this inside the glass. It's a purely mechanical activity. There's nothing else than physical motions in it. And then I can drink and it serves me, it serves the purpose. He is very good. Krishna is not like that. Krishna will only drink if you offer water plus love. If you offer a flower plus love. If you offer a dress plus love. If you offer an incense plus love. This is, otherwise Krishna doesn't take. It's a very important thing, and he proved it when he was once invited by Duryodhan to take a meal. He didn't go there and went to Vidura, and although Vidura was malenervosni, this is Serbian language, it means a little nervous, and his wife was velike nervosni, means very, very nervous. The wife just, oh, Krishna is in our house. And she just, what do we have, said Vidura. Bananas we have. Okay, bring bananas. So she brought bananas, but she was so nervous. She threw away the fruit and offered the peel. I thought it should have been vice versa. Fruit you can eat, peel you cannot eat. Krishna ate the peel. It liked it so much that a satisfied burp came. Later, and he slipped the meal, he missed the meal by Duryodhana, which was totally good, you know, there was no peel offered. It was the best cooks of the country had come. So in the morning, Duryodhana said, you had a long journey? And you didn't, there was this meal arranged for you and you didn't come. Why didn't you eat? Duryodhana, Krishna answered, you don't love me, Duryodhana. I have a Sachid Ananda body. I don't eat. Food. I only eat love when it's offered with love. And this single ingredient in deity worship, you should actually consider this before you start your deity worship. Can you offer love? Will you offer love? Are you ready? Obviously, there are days where it goes like zack, 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 and so on. But the main, if you do this day after day, Krishna will leave you. He can't take this. Next point. Akya. Akya means Nam Sankirtan, but it means also glorification in a general way. It's very interesting. Kirtan, do you know Kirtan? The word Kirtan means, comes from Kirt, which means to praise. And praising is not just singing. It refers to reciting the Bhakti Shastras amongst devotees. It means to sing or talk about the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. I always think when I talk Krishna Katha, I engage in kirtan. And it means obviously also congregationally chanting the Maha Mantra. But my dear devotees, again I want to say, singing the names is not enough. You must sing, plus you must do something else. If you forget the plus, you won't get your devotional ecstasies. It won't work for you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, what is that plus which you must offer when you do Sankirtan? He says, listen, O Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, in what manner we should chant the holy name. Do you have any idea? Srimati, I can't acoustically hear you. Shikshastaka 3. Wow, this is, now I have to translate this. I'm a non-computer man, this numerical language. Yes. We should consider ourselves lower than the blade of grass. This means, you think the grass has some use. It actually can be used in go-seva and to build the grass, the roof of a devotee's house. But I have not been of any useful service, you know. Lower than the blade of grass, more tolerant than the tree, should respect everybody, but never expect any honor in return. We should constantly chant the holy name in all humility. Now, you might think, why do I hear that I have to do chanting plus do this? I mean, how can Sachinanda Swami say this? He is really a speculating deviant. This is too much. I don't want this, to hear this type of information. Let me do mechanic. Somehow, our automatic process, Burijan Prabhu has written a slightly critical observance of this understanding of the automatic process. But many think it would be so nice if I just get in the lift, press a button, zoop, and the automatic process elevates me. My dear devotees, there is an information which you need to have. The information is, there is something which absolutely destroys everything you do in the devotional field. It's called ninda, offenses. And if you are not going in the school of humility, you will be left with your false ego, and you will be forced to do offenses. And Mahaprabhu says, if you chant minus Trinadapi, this is dangerous. He says in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, my name is a Kalpataru, a wish-fulfilling tree, and it annihilates the one who commits an offense against my servant. See, the chanting, which is a very potent medicine in installing love, apparently turns against the person who commits Vaishnav Ninda. It's almost like a sword. When you use the sword in a forward movement, you can defeat an enemy, or let us use a less militant example, you can cut an apple from a tree, plum, But if the same sword in English, sword. If the same sword is used in a backward movement, not a forward movement, this means this direction, in a backward movement, it cuts the person who uses it. So the powerful processes of devotional service, when they are not used properly, they can cut us, and they can an overload of offenses can really make you materially attached. This is the result of this. So therefore, be aware. Avoid aparad and chant the holy name, and then you will very soon attain the ecstatic, soft lotus feet of Krishna. It's so important. Dhyana is the next point. Meditation. Now, we have tried a few meditations, and devotees have asked, first of all, what should you avoid? Obviously, you should avoid speculation. It's called kalpana. You know, going into an imaginary world. That is the big thing in meditation. The imaginations where you think you meditate about Krishna, but you're really on the mental platform, in the material thing. Devotees have asked, how should I make use of the meditations which we did during the Govardhan retreat? And I would really like to now say something which is very important as a teacher. I would say I would be highly irresponsible if I don't now request you listen very carefully. The safest way to meditate is to read from the Shastras and from the prayers of devotees what they have written. Because these are not imaginations. They are either revelations from the transcendent, there are revelations from the transcendental platform. Connect with these. You know, our meditation is done through hearing, and then manaha means reflecting, and nididhyasan, then deeply meditating about what we have heard. This is so absolutely important. One devotee came to me and said, Maharaj, you have done a lot of meditations with us. What are we to do now? Should we also breathe in and out and, you know, stretch ourselves and so on? I was having tears in my eyes of gratitude. I said, Prabhu, thank you for this question. Thank you, thank you. No, it's not about this. You might say, well, then why do you do it? I'm doing it within the area of the retreats, because I know when devotees are awake and when they are a little peaceful, they will have more experience, and this experience will give them Shraddha. As a facilitator, we all work on one area. We want to give the fundament of Shraddha, strengthen the fundament of Shraddha, and actually help you to come to a platform of improved Shraddha, which is Nishtha, firm, unshakable devotional life. This is the effort of the speakers. And you need to make an experience so that you don't think this is all some irrelevant talk. But what I would like you to take with you is to read in the Bhagavatam especially, about Krishna, these verses, and do a simple thing. When you have read, you just stop and you think about it. This is called manaha. And then you will see, if you do this long enough, while you chant, after some time, these things which you have thought about, which have come into your heart by the process of manaha, and which rest there, will come up during chanting, and you will see things during chanting, which are just so wonderful by the mercy of the Holy Name. It will be released from the memory. So do reading, and afterwards do reflection about what you have read, and then you will become a meditator in Krishna consciousness who is in samadhi. For those of you who are a little bit more probing and who want to become a little bit more and who have done meditation before, and who said, yes, Maharaj, don't worry, we don't want to go against the Shastras, we want to follow Prabhupada's version. Here is something which Jiva Goswami mentions. If you want to meditate about Krishna, you first have to meditate about the Holy Dham, because Krishna can only be found in Vrindavan, nowhere else. He says, I never go a step out of Vrindavan. Therefore, it's so easy for us when we sit here at Govardhan in the picturesque scene of Vrindavan, and then it seems Krishna is just around the corner or so on. It's very easy. So you can hear good literature about Vrindavan. You can envision Vrindavan, you can see places, you remember places, then you chant, and then all of a sudden you will have a good favorable meditation about Krishna. Then Raghunath Goswami mentions Shravana, and I will leave it with this because I don't want to put an overload in you. But I want to make now a summary of the processes. It's basically Panchanga Bhakti. You can read it and become educated in the Nectar of Devotion, what it is and how to do it. But I want to just say, you must be very careful that your bhajan, chanting, reading, sadhu sangha is another important thing. I just have not the time to speak about it in detail. Is sasanga bhajan and not anasanga bhajan. Sasanga is a term which Jiva Goswami uses, is when you perform your bhakti along, or let me make it more simple for you, if you perform your bhakti plus you think of Krishna, his beauty, his pastimes. Anasanga bhajan is, if you do the same things, but at the same time think about various material things, this is anasanga bhajan. This bhajan, where you think and allow your thoughts to still dwell on material things, is not very useful. There's some use maybe there if you don't commit offenses. But you should make an effort to get into a relationship and chant lovingly or read lovingly. You should fill your mind with Krishna. You should pray to Krishna before. Japa Mala, there are prayers to the Japa Mala even. Oh, I'm taking you up now. Please let my mind dwell on Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. It's so, so, so important. It's so absolutely important. Sasanga, it should be in the association, it should be together with Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when you chant, think of the person whose name you chant. I want to give you an example, O best of the devotees. Is there someone who's not afraid in the audience? Of course, you're all not afraid. I will take one who's a little shy. Diana, can I do something with you? Yes, it will be safe. Don't worry. You can be sitting. Dan, do you like water?
Yes.
What I wanted to do is, but it doesn't work really so well. If you set someone up, you have to surprise the person. If I say something and I don't think of the person, I'm with my mind somewhere else, I don't make a relationship. It doesn't happen. And the person does not respond. He responded well, but... only when I look, when I make a relationship, okay, this is now about Dayan and his water supply, and I'm there with the mind, a connection happens. This is the art of communication. So many people communicate, but so few connect. So many people communicate bhakti, do bhajan, but so few connect with Krishna. So few. And this is called anasanga bhajan. They are still in their mental worlds, repeating the same old external thoughts. Fill your mind with the sweetness of Bhagavan. Chant before the deity, for instance. Look at the picture of the deity. Chant some appropriate prayers to just bring you there so that it's there. It doesn't mean to chant inattentively your rounds and be somewhere else with your mind. It is something which you have to experience. It is something which will happen to you when you do it. It happens when you are Krishna conscious and not un-Krishna conscious. So, okay. I request you to make a study of these points in your life and offer them regularly. I myself would like to go more in the detail, but I don't have the time, and I think I have told you the things which can make your Krishna conscious practice and the practice which Raghunath Goswami describes successful. What was the first point again? What Raghunath Goswami says? Not all at once, please. Archanam. What do we have to observe when we want to do archanam? Plus love, huh? not mechanic thing. What was the second? Kirtanam. What do we have to do? Plus humility. Why? Because if we are not humble, then there will be the ego. And then we will do offenses. The ego doesn't like Krishna to take his place in the heart. You know, there's one throne in the heart, and at the moment the ego sits on it. And when you bring Krishna, like Burijan Prabhu said, sometimes the ego can even revolt against the frequent use of rascal. It can. It is possible. Our Burijan has instructed us. So you must bomb your ego. Therefore, Trinada Bisanichina and apply it in your life. Next point. Dhyana, meditation. What should we avoid? Maharaj, you are saying knowing everything because you are called Puja. No. I mean it in the best terms. You are very attentive and educated in the best universities. But here we are, there are simple people amongst us like myself. So Dhyan, meditation, what to avoid? Kalpana, our devotee from Chopadi said, means imagination. Therefore, it is good if you follow with your mind the text like a calf follows the full udder of the mother cow, knowing there I get nourishment. Nourishment doesn't come from the testicle of a bull. Hare Krishna. Let's be a little German in our expression, a little clear. It doesn't happen from imagination. No, the nourishment comes if we go to the shastras and the prayers of devotees. No, that meditate. Did we have something else, or did we stop at that point? Shravanam, we had hearing. I think we didn't explain that. We did. So, Puja, what did we say? What do we have to do? Yeah, sasanga, yes, and anasanga. This point refers to all the points. Sasanga means really in connection, and anasanga means disconnected. Put in simple terms. This is very important information. Prabhus and Matajis, this could be a key to your spiritual advancement. Please take this home. Sasanga bhajan you want to do. Very important. I want to now tell you what is the result of mana shiksha. Whoever, gotta hurry. Whoever, whosoever, everyone who sings out in a loud and sweet and also melodious voice here in the forest of Gokula as a follower of Rupa and his associates, this greatest 11-verse prayer called Mana Shiksha, with full knowledge of its various meanings, attains the incomparable jewel of the worship of Shishi, Radha and Krishna. Let us make it simple. Summarization. My dear devotees, become a follower of Rupa Goswami. Please read Upadeshamrita, the nectar of instruction. This will prepare you. Then it says you should reside in the forest of Gokula. Come here, make pilgrimages. To a secluded and undisturbed spot within the area of Braj. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you can't have the full benefit of Vrindavan in Loi Bazaar. Prabhupada even said, Krishna is everywhere in Vrindavan except on Loi Bazaar, because you need an undisturbed spot, a secluded spot. And this is very nice, you must agree. This is a we have a wall between us and disturbance, We have to go through two entrance doors. We have to pass a Giriraj Shila, then we are here. Then sing sweetly and loudly these verses. It means recite in the proper meter in the company of others or alone. We will try in the Amritavani newsletter, please Secretary G, make a note of this, to give you the right meter, to just chant it one time for you, in a easy way, in a clearly distinguished way, and then have a clear understanding of the hidden meanings of these stanzas. You know, you might ask, well, is it so simple? It is. Narottamdas Thakur tells us that when you perform sasanga bhajan, Krishna consciousness will work for you. He says, whatever I contemplate during the practice of devotional service, you know, will certainly be achieved upon perfection in a spiritual body. This is the method on this path. And he makes it clearer in the next text. Whatever I aspire as a practitioner now, I will surely receive in my spiritual body. It is only a consideration of immaturity or maturity. My dear devotees, be a mango now. I know we can only be a green mango now, immature practitioners. But at least join the mango club, you know. The mango, green mango has in it, although it's not yet tasteful, all the potential which the ripe, yellow, dripping, oozing mango has. It's all already there. But if you are an apple, in other words, if you follow the wrong concepts, the wrong understandings, you can only become a hard wood apple. Hare Krishna. It's also not so bad. What is would be a better? A poisonous berry, you know. Start being a mango. That is, get the concepts right. Get the understanding right. Get the orientation right. And then practice on your level of adhikar. And you will then mature into a beautiful, fragrant mango which will please the senses of Krishna. But join the mango club. This is very important. Don't go anywhere else. Whatever I aspire as a practitioner, green mango, I will surely receive in my spiritual body, yellow mango. It's only a consideration of immaturity or maturity. Having said this, we will put now Mana Shiksha to rest. We will thank this great Granta, which is complete in 11 verses, and then in the 12th gives a little understanding how to, you know, it tells us the fruit which is there. I want to thank you very, very, very much. You know, like Giriraj Maharaj has said in his excellent presentation about some of Prabhupada's amazing qualities, especially this quality of engaging us despite our disqualification. He has said, when you talk about it, things become more clear to even the speaker. So by being such a kind audience, such a willing audience, who has even tolerated my sometimes wrong expressions and my eccentricities and all these things which are bad in me, which are many, and not run away. You have given me an opportunity to relish, to go deeper, one layer deeper in this Mana Shiksha. And I'm so, I know that this is an important verse, and therefore I said, let me teach it, and then I will maybe understand it a layer deeper. And now I will read it more, I will see if there are more qualified devotees who have spoken about it, and see, I know there's one devotee who gave a in the VIHE, Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. I've already ordered the tapes or the recorded matter because, you know, this is something profound, but you need maybe a few takes on it, a few approaches on it, and then it will unveil for you. Okay, I've gone grossly over time. Today we will end here. But we need 2 more minutes. Please now turn to Giriraj. We need a sensitive Madanga player to come forward. So we will just sing for 3 jams, for a brief time. And please, while we sing, turn to Giriraj. Raghunath Goswami has told us in one of the verses that he is there. Giriraj is the grantor of the desires of the devotee. And kindly pray that some of the informations you have heard will enter your heart and stay there so that you can become more accomplished in your devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan.
It is my great desire that some of these subjects will stick not only in your heart, but especially in the desert of my heart. These are very valuable informations.
Day, day.
Krishna.